Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
We're in Raising Cane's with the man that started it all.
Wait, are you the Yes Chef guy?
We got chicken fingers, crinkle cut fries, Texas toast, and their world famous cane sauce. We'll shed a tear right now.
Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love.
Once again, your song of the day from 1982, Dirty Laundry by Don Henley. 464-568-51 is bad, 10 is good. Text your rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
Goes first today.
Bubble-headed.
Bleach blonde.
Bleach.
Yes. Comes on at 5.
Comes on at 5.
She can tell you about the plane crash with a gleam in her eye.
Quite the verbiage. Don Henley.
Lyrics.
Okay. This one's simple. This is a one.
Oh my God.
It's a problems,
one.
Jake.
Yeah, it's a one.
We got problems.
A one.
We got problems.
That song is horrific.
What? I told There's Jake, not... what did I text you? Didn't I text you one day?
This is one of the best songs you've heard.
It's one of the best songs I've ever heard.
I thought that would not
oh
even.
Oh my God. We not, got problems. I, would change I don't want to have problems today.
You guys are usually in the same ballpark on
yeah,
score
it's a
today.
One. I would never like. I wouldn't give it more than 4 seconds before I'm switching.
Oh, come on, Bill.
There's nothing good about that song. Nothing. No.
Everything is good about that song. No. Including
this is one of the this is one of the songs you sent to Jake. Hey,
I
check
did.
This song out.
I know the song. I'm very aware
I said,
of the
this
song.
This is one of the best songs I've ever heard. Come on,
stop it! Now you're just making.
I love that song,
Bill.
No,
I don't understand our.
No, yeah, no. It's just not.
We know Bill hates the '80s.
Don't you like
the '80s song?
There's some '80s that I like, but for the most part, no, I don't care for the '80s.
Don't you think it's a clever song?
It's clever. That's it. But it's awful. It's a one. Yeah.
I'm stunned by that score. Yeah, I didn't think you'd be high, Bill, but I thought it'd be higher than a one.
To be honest with you, I inflated it a little bit, Jake. It's one of those inflated.
Don Henley, wouldn't you agree, is extremely talented?
Like I don't know. Yeah.
Extreme talent.
Probably. If Henley's playing over here today at 9, I'm not stopping.
You pissed off Genghis. Genghis is like, really, Bill?
Second,
like, really?
If Henley's over here, you're not going.
I'm not going. If Henley's playing at 9:04 over at Hampton Inn, I'm not going. No,
I'm going.
I'll be there. I'm not going. We'll go to that concert.
Yeah, I would go to see
I'm going to Casey's, get a coffee, and going to work out.
He was an Eagle.
Yeah. I like the Eagles.
He was the Eagle.
He was the Eagle.
I'm not. No, I got to. Hey, I'm going to be Bill. We got to be careful on that. I don't know who's the Eagle. Like Glenn Frey could be the Eagle too, right?
Probably be ahead of Henley, I would think.
It's close.
Anyway. What if he told you he's playing all Eagles songs over there? Would you
go
then?
I would consider because the Eagles
and the Joe Walsh is going to be with him.
Yes.
Now we got a chance.
Now we have a chance. Now I'm interested.
I love that song, Bill. I love it. I've always loved it.
This could be the big. This
will
be the
biggest
disparity
differential.
Ever.
Yeah, because I'm definitely in the nines. I'm definitely in the nines.
That's hilarious.
I mean, there's no doubt I'm in the nines. Yeah. It's got to be like a 9-4-4-4-6. Yeah, 9-4.
Agree to disagree.
Okay. Yeah, it's okay.
If we have that, kind of difference between you guys, I'm really curious where the text line to YouTube goes because that's a bit. You guys are never ever that far off.
You're okay, aren't you? You're in a good mood.
I was. I've been in a great mood all day.
Yeah. Yes.
To Grand Island. Stay at the Ramada Inn.
They play that song in Grand Island.
Just saw Farley. Everything made sense.
Probably was in GI also. You didn't see him, though.
Freaks me out that you guys were both in Grand Island at the same time on Saturday.
And didn't see each other.
Not very far away from each other, either.
Let's see what the text line says. John, 8. Rod in South Lincoln, 6.5. Brett and Bertrand, 7. Bill and Bennett, 7.8. Fritz, 7.3. Ryan in California, whose son's 6 years old today.
Waylon.
8.6. Kevin in Centennial, Colorado, 6. Lyle in Omaha, 6.5. Finally, one that goes with Bill would be Corey in Lincoln, 1.
Thank you, Corey.
Corey's smart, too.
Corey's very smart.
Corey, what's wrong with you? Like,
just stop, Corey, there. Stop just there. Stop. What's wrong with you, Corey?
Corey, you're dead on. Thank you.
What's wrong?
Thank you for being a breaker.
Big B.
Big B.
Big B at 10. Hook Lewis.
Bert.
8.
Corey, it's Corey and Bert are like me and you.
This is weird.
It's really weird.
Yes.
Huh. You guys are both completely different today. Gavin and Pender, 7.3. Doug in Idaho, 6.2. We got a meh, but still, 6.5 is a good meh.
Meh.
3.5 from Sean in Omaha. Sean says dumb. 3, 5. He says
dumb,
by the
dumb.
Way.
Dumb. I think it's clever.
Crawford, 8.56. Kyle.
Bud Crawford.
Kyle.
Do you think that the Huskers will play that in the locker room before they go out for the tonight? Hey.
Nope.
Play some Don Henley quick.
In Vegas.
In
the
Vegas.
Crowd.
What do you want to play?
Fire me up.
Dirty Laundry. Play Dirty Laundry quick.
It's the walkout song.
It's a walkout song.
That
Dirty
tells
Laundry.
You nothing.
It does. It tells you something. Oh, no. It tells you something.
Sandmaster in KC, 5.3. Crawford, 8.5. Sanderson, I love that song. It's funny. 7.7.
It's kind of funny. It's clever.
Let's see. Jake and Hickman, 5.
Sandy,
and
I
YouTube
love that
here. Genghis is upset with Bill's rating. He says 9.01, better times. And he says, just Bill, period. Bill, really?
Fine with it.
It's fine.
Barica on YouTube. Barica. 1.1. Never seen that one before.
Thank you, Barica.
Gary, don't 6. Know. Not his best, but still a 6. Conservative Husker, 8.3. Albert, 8. Chris P, 8.1. And Troy, 7.9. Overall, pretty solid ratings on Dirty Laundry from Don Henley. And Ellie, you're going to get her score. Excuse me, Ellie. I'm sorry.
Ellie and Derek.
4.8 Ellie and 8 from Derek, her dad.
Derek gave it an 8.
And Bill gave it a 1. That's okay.
We'll try again tomorrow.
Derek Apple was a plainsman, I think, at one point. Quickly. Yeah.
After his Wood River days and Kearney State days.
Yes.
It is time for a Monday edition of Bill's Thrills. Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Yes. Okay. Yeah,
is this going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. Have you seen? I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
Bill's Thrills, sponsored by our friends at Trados. Grain marketing doesn't have to be difficult. Let them help you take control of your marketing. Get gotrados.com, GOTREDAS.com. Adam Ickes and the crew doing a great job there.
The DOS.
Bill, is it Football Facts Monday? What's the Monday today?
We're going football.
Football Facts Monday.
Football Facts Monday.
All right.
The spring fling will at some point be a thing.
The spring fling will at some point be a thing.
Hmm. We're talking on the joint practices / game conversation.
It's a discussion.
The other day I read it was interesting because I saw his photo. They showed a picture of the Houston crowd right behind the bench, and so I kind of widened it out to look. There was Willie Fritz, a friend of mine. Willie was right there in the crowd, head football coach
At the Houston.
So he's obviously the head coach at Houston, so he's there supporting.
Got it.
But Willie's talked about, he goes, he came on an article. He goes, I've been pushing this for years, and it wouldn't grab at all. Been pushing it for years.
Seriously, and Willie Fritz said that?
Yeah, Willie's been pushing it for years.
I need to
so it's
that.
Real simple. So why did this thing get like initially shot down? Which it did. It got initially shot down. And it's pretty simple.
Why?
It's the timing was so late. Because the way coaches work or the way anyone works is even if you didn't want to do it, mm-hmm. you would be very upset because you didn't have the opportunity. Because it's just too hard right now. When this came out, when spring ball's already started, there's a lot of teams right now that are on like practice 12. And so they didn't have the opportunity. So it makes sense. If there's something the NCAA ever did make sense, this made sense. But the reason it's going to be such a huge hit in the future, and it's going to be available next year, this will be a deal.
You think it will?
It'll be a deal next year. I guarantee it. Mm. Here's why it's a slam dunk deal. Mm. You don't have to do it. No one's making you do it. So mm-hmm. you can have the option. You can run your team however you want to run your team. Mm-hmm. And so that's why. But there's too much push from all these coaches now that want to do it. And so everybody's like, Willie Fritz is like, why? Because his big thing is, I play half my players. Mm-hmm. I have way less mm-hmm. chance of doing certain things with injury wise and mm-hmm. stuff. There's always a chance, and guess what? Here's what's going to happen. There's going to be a practice or slash game, whatever, scrimmage, something, and someone's going to get hurt. Okay, and you're going to say, okay, well that screws everything. Guys get hurt every spring.
Every spring someone
gets hurt. So that's not the part of it, but it's going to be a big deal. And it's going to be great for fans, great for the stool. Imagine if all of a sudden next year that there's like all of a sudden
Colorado.
40-something teams decide to do it, to match up with each other.
And Colorado's coming to Lincoln.
It would be incredible. It would be so much fun.
Hey, guys, it's Jake Sorensen. Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same as you did before but with much thicker and fuller hair, you are correct. Hims provides you with convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work all from the comfort of your couch. Choose from personalized, chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find out what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits, no insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/earlybreak. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with the healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Just energy, fun, excitement. But I like this one. The most brilliant thing I've seen so far, and this takes me back to my LSU days, if I can describe it to you. Dillingham at Arizona State is doing this one. Bring him in. Bring the fans in to practice. He wants to bring him in to hold him accountable.
Players accountable.
His big deal is like all of a sudden he said sometimes you make a play and somebody wants to put it out there on TikTok and different things like that. Well, what about the other 20 plays? Do we show them them? So he wants to put it out there like, so if we're going to go to one-on-ones, O-line, D-line, one-on-ones, hey, fans, slide down here. Wow. Check it out. Get a look at it. Let's take what it looks like.
Okay, that's interesting because some coaches that feel like the players are scrutinized too much. Yes.
Yeah. And so he was like, no, hold him accountable. That way you know what it is. And at LSU, the part that was really interesting was, this is a Pete Carroll deal, but it was a competition Tuesday. And every Tuesday was that was one-on-one day. And you knew on Wednesday, as soon as we got to meet, it'd be a competition, and everybody go nuts because the film was going up. Mm-hmm. Who won, who mm-hmm. lost in mm-hmm. one-on-ones. Mm-hmm. And it was like, boom, boom. And you knew if you got beat in one-on-ones, if you got embarrassed or something happened, it was on film. And it was getting shown to the team the next day. Mm-hmm. And if he's like, if you want to be on there for good things, you don't want to be on there for bad things, guess what?
Win.
Be better. Mm-hmm. Be better. Because that's what it's like, and that's what it's like on Saturday on Saturday nights.
Tough.
It's hard. It's on Saturday nights. Stuff is hard.
Yep.
There you go.
Tough.
Hard.
Keep yelling words.
God, but I loved it. Don't you love a guy like that? Think how much.
What do you think I like? I mean, I love this.
I love the fact they're going to potentially
going to have the banner for this.
They're going to have this. It's eventually going to happen. And then your team, you choose how you want to do it. Doesn't matter. You choose how you want to do it. Then the next part of it's going to be, I just love the fact that Dillingham's like, you know what? Bring him in. Come on in and watch practice. Love to have you watch. We're doing one-on-ones over here. Let's watch what it is and check it out.
There's so much. And now, listen, we mean you don't necessarily agree on this, but there's a lot about college football and college sports right now. It's a turnoff. It's a turnoff. It's not reflected yet in ratings, etc. But it's not going to be. People aren't just going to stop going to games. It's something that we've been doing for 100 years. So it's not just going to stop. But there's a lot of people that are disgruntled with the way things are going. This is a way. This is something cool. Nobody's going to push back on this.
If you're
who's pushing
fan,
back on this?
There's not a fan pushing back on either one of them.
No, this saves the stool.
Yeah.
It's not just about us. It's about the fans, all the fans.
In years past, you were not inclined. We brought up the hypothetical.
I was inclined, but my thing was it puts a lot of pressure on the coach.
Absolutely.
It does.
It does. Yes.
But you know what? I'm over that.
Yeah.
Okay, the guy over here is making $9 million. Dollars.
We moved on.
Why am I so worried about him?
There we go. Thank you. I mean, that's a proper
why
response.
Why am I worried about anybody? They're all making $5 million. I mean,
they're all good.
Just go compete and let the fans have fun, because the fans are what matter the most. They matter more.
I'm on a fan kick. And if I was on the other side, even as an assistant coach, I'm like, man, I don't care. Let him in. Let's go. See what happens. And
it's football.
Look, it helps you in your room. You want to get ready to play? You want to have yourself ready to practice? There's going to be a bunch of fans out watching today.
Yeah, and another team's coming in too, by the way.
So you want to do this. You want to be on the top. You want to play in these big games on Saturday. Mm-hmm. You want to be in these like that. It's not a problem. It's not a problem.
Here it is. Just do it. I'm amazed by what you're saying. You think it could be next spring that we're
talking? It'll be next spring.
Oh my God.
It'll be next spring because here's the deal. There's no reason to push back on it.
There's none.
Because all you got to
do
is it? All you got to do is just say, I don't want that. Well, you hold it. You don't have to
because
do it.
Because it's too exciting?
You don't have to do it. You can run your own team however you want to do it. That's fine.
You don't have to do it.
That's not an issue. So
see what your fans say about that.
So no one's up against it. It's not if you can be up against it. It's like, all of a sudden it was like the players and they went back and forth. Like all of a sudden the NFL did what? They went to 17 games. I don't think the players are real fired up on going 16 games is a lot of games. 17 games of that. You can push back on that. Hey, we're going to play 13 regular season games. And they can be, I'm going to push back on that. This one, you don't have to play the extra. You don't have to do it.
You don't have to do it, and you don't have to win, and it doesn't count on your record. So.
Right. And after a while, when it starts to go, you know what will happen is you'll see some teams be like going like, huh, didn't look great in the spring. They went to the playoffs. You know, that'll happen. It'll happen a lot. Where people won't get so concerned over just the first couple years, they'll be very concerned on what it looked like and what's going on. But you can, it's pretty simple. And you get staffs that can work together like that. Hey, listen, here's what we want to get done during this. What do you want to get done? What are we trying to get done? Let's get this done. It's exciting stuff. But the reason they didn't do it this year makes complete sense.
Happened too fast.
Some response here before we wrap this up. Joe in Boulder says, that would sell out like a regular season game and Lincoln would experience a full game day experience. Absolutely.
Oh, it'd be the hotel. I mean, the
100%
millions.
I'm there.
Imagine if you had two practices that are and one of the ones the fans could attend. Like
what about if there's just a game?
Yeah, a game also. But
a
just
spring game.
Think about it. Would there be a high school in the state that wouldn't be like, hey, I'm going to take my team down. Because Nebraska is practicing against Colorado.
They might not be able to get in because there's going to be a lot of demand. I mean, just bring Gundy up here. That'd be fun. I mean, it doesn't even have to be. I mean, you want to bring a good team.
Do you
up.
Think Gundy stopped by the stool? I think he would. I think he'd like to sit right there.
He'd fit well right there.
He'd be fun.
We'd have a good time with Gundy.
Oh, God, that would be so much
fun.
And
I'm not pressing for Oklahoma State. I'd rather see Colorado, Kansas State. Those teams.
Lance would be fun. Lance would come on the show with us. Lance would be fun.
Yeah. Not for 3 hours, Lance. Come on, 6 to 9.
Six to nine.
I'll bring Kansas.
Eric asked a question. He says, "Will teams want home and home? And Nebraska won't want to give up a spring game here if it's going somewhere else.
Maybe.
But I'll tell you this right now. Who had this thing figured out the best was Gundy. He goes, why don't we just do 2 days together? One at Oklahoma, one at Oklahoma State in the same spring. Or you just go back and forth and you just go home the next time.
How long have I loved Gundy?
For a long time.
That was
as long as I've known
you. When he said
you.
That one, first of all, he's like, you want to do Bedlam? We'll do it. We want to do it in the spring? Let's do it in the spring. And then we'll go home and home with you.
Fans will just eat it up.
The fans will absolutely eat it up.
Hell, it'd be fun for us to go down there.
We would have a blast at Eskimo Joe's.
I'm not joking.
Imagine the night before like that. What are you guys doing? Just drove down. Drove down from Lincoln.
We're here.
What are you doing?
Do you have anything in this game? No.
But we want to be on the cutting edge.
What if all of a sudden we're doing a live remote on Friday morning And where you guys? Where were you guys from? Oklahoma? No, Lincoln. Why are you covering it? Because we wanted.
It's kind of cool.
That was kind of cool. Gundy pulled something off here.
Gundy.
Who would be the most ideal if you want, not just because of Colorado of the rivalry slash Oklahoma rivalry at that. Who would be the coach? Gundy would be one that would be a must see coach.
In here.
Who else would be a must see coach?
Oh, don't do this.
You'd like to have
cuff,
come in. It's hard off the cuff. I know. Just think about it. Breakers text in. Who would
Jimbo
be?
Jimbo would have been.
No,
Jimbo.
He wouldn't have. But
Jimbo. No, he wouldn't. No, he wouldn't have been.
No, he wouldn't.
It's
have.
Like find the
what
guy.
Are you saying about Jimbo? I don't get it. Like, why do you
like,
say
who
that?
Who would be a must see?
He fires you up on the sideline.
Yeah.
Oh, not anyway, who would have been?
Who
would have been? But that well, he's not can't count that one. Never mind. Okay. I'm out of that. Was,
you're fine.
Because the only coach that really what's the other coach that in the past that had you that you'd want to have here so bad for 3 days?
Leach?
Harbaugh.
Mike Leach. Leach.
Oh,
Leach, hey, Leach is a great
Leach would have been incredible.
Leach
RIP.
Been great.
Harbaugh would have been in great. I know it's in conference, so I get it. I'm just saying, would you imagine having Harbaugh come into your town for 3 days?
Well, he would have taken it over.
That's okay.
It would have been
3 days. Would take
he would have been because was having him out this year was horrible.
Yeah,
because he had some funny, great lines that were so much fun. Mm-hmm. You know, to build a seat. There was
don't
so,
try to sell me Cignetti, please.
Yeah.
Please, no, God. I don't want 3 days of Cignetti. That would be a turnoff.
Google me.
Hey, Google me. Let's just go back to no spring game. I'll just see Farley return punts. That's fine with me.
Bill, the headline again, please.
I'll get it, Jake. I got it right here. Thanks.
Thank you. Yeah,
I got it right here. Yeah. The spring fling will at some point be a thing.
And you think it could be as quickly as next spring? As
quickly as next spring.
We got to get this show. We got to keep going. Guys, we got to make it to next spring.
If we can.
You don't have any plans, do you?
Are we going back to 1 hour? Are they cutting us back to 1 hour,
we'll
Jake?
To discuss.
No!
What if we were 1 hour? Jake had to do Song of the Day during Idle Chit Chat. He had to do Song of the Day.
It's time for the
do Dr. Love at 6:22. Okay, that's it.
Go to one.
We can do the game show and we're out of here. Yeah, we wouldn't even talk sports.
See you tomorrow.
Ellie, we don't need you anymore.
That is, doing 1 hour.
That is Bill's Thrill, sponsored by Trade House. Hour two next.
The
basketball plays basketball tonight in the Crown. We'll discuss it next on Early Break in the Ticket.